Okay, we started yesterday more b'derech hakdama to try to understand the kavanas ha'tayra. When the Torah was mechadish that a person is chayiv to pay from a money amazik, which, as I said yesterday, is a chiddush ha'tayra. That ki yigav sharish or shariyeh that you have to pay. The question is, how to understand the kavanas ha'tayra and what the gedarim are. And as I said yesterday, there are two basic mahalchim which are mentioned in numerous achrayim. I mentioned Rav Shimon and Devin Hazel and Rav Shmuel, Rav Chanan, also Rav Ruvain. They all have pieces on these mahalchim, the two mahalchim in how to understand the Kavanas HaTorah. Mahalach number one that the first mahalach, is the Torah says you have to pay for Mamayne HaMazik. Not only if your guf is mazik, you have to pay, but if your mamin is mazik, you also have to pay. Bar is not your mamin, so that the Gemara says that asah narkasiv ki'ilu hein rishusah, even though it's not really yours, the Torah said it's considered to be your mamin, and memela there are chiyuv. That's the first mahalach. And the second mahalach was to neman that the Torah says if you fail to watch, if you fail to watch something that you own, if you're negligent in shmira, then they are chiyuvim. If there's negligence in shmira, then they are chiyuvim. And the mele yechayiv because you were not shomer karoy. So the sibas hachiyuv is a failure to watch something. Those are the two mahalchim. We only mentioned yesterday one nafkamina, Reb Shimon's nafkamina. If somebody has a shar and he's pesheh b'shmirasai, and the shar is out running through the streets, and the owner is mafkir it before it does damage, so Reb Shimon says it's totally in these two mahalchim. If the Torah was mechadish achiyuv, you have to pay for mamoinoi shehizik. So then it's dafka mamainai. And if you're mafkir it, so you're off the hook. It's not mamainai. And you're off the hook. But she'en kein, if you learn that the chiyuv is out, a failure to be shaymerit. Here my failure in shmira is what caused the damage. So mameila, I would be chayv. This is the nafkamina that we mentioned yesterday. Another simple nafkamina would be if a person, let's say a person has an animal and he's pesheya b'shmirasai on Shabbos in a way that's a malacha. Let's say a malacha d'araisa. He's pesheya b'shmirasai in a way that's a malacha. Let's say the animal is in a building and he knocks down the building to rebuild it. He knocks down the building. And then the animal, he knocked out the building, so the animal got out, and it was mazik. Is he chayiv to pay for the hezekim? So what's the shayla?
Is there kim
le'rabimine? The halacha is that kim le'rabimine has to happen at the same time. That the chiyuv on Shabbos and the thing that's mechayiv you to pay has to happen at the same time. So if you learn that the way Rav Shimon learns the first way, you have to pay, your mama was mazik. Then, in this case, I have to pay. What does one thing have to do with the other? I knocked down the building at 2 o'clock. The animal got out. And at 3 o'clock it was mazik. It's two different times. There's nothing to do one with the other. I should have to pay. Masha'enken, if you learn that when the animal is mazik at 3 o'clock, the reason I have to pay is because I was pesheya b'shmirasai at 2 o'clock. The thing that's mechayiv me is the fact that I was pesheya b'shmirasai. That's the mechayiv. So then the pesheya b'shmirasai happens at the same time I did a malacha. If it happens at the same time I did a malacha, so kim levi derabba minei, I'm only chayiv for knocking down the building. And I'm not, at that moment, when I was peshe and the shmir of the animal, I'm potter on that, because the siba sachi of the tiyas lechayimi was at the same time that I did a malacha. So if you learn the second behalach, then if you did malacha Shabbos at the same time you did a pshia and the shmira, it would be a piter. I'll come like the rabbi then. It would be off the hook. This is also a simple nafkamina, and the Birchas Avraham, he gives this as an example of a nafkamina. I'm going to get to additional nafkaminas, but before that is one case that there's no machlaikis about. But it'll come out of machlaikis in explanation. And that's the following. If I have a shar, and I do a perfectly good shmira on the shar, I do an excellent shmira, I call it a shmira ma'ula, best shmira that could be, I lock it up in a solid building, in a barn, and afalpik, the shar gets out. Ruach Sheinah Metzuya comes, there's an earthquake, and it makes a hole in the wall, and the animal is mazik. What's the din? Do I have to pay for the animal's mazik? I'm potter. You should know a klal for the whole mesechta, and it's something people make tusim in. Einis is potter by mamon hamazik. Period. Einis is potter by mamon hamazik, not like American law. In American law, if you have a building and a brick falls out of the building and hurts somebody, you have to pay. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that Kaisel V'ilan Shanoflu, we're going to have it twice in the perek, you're potter. If you're an Einis, then Einis by Mamon HaMazik is potter. By Adam HaMazik, we say Adam Udlailam, we'll get to that. But by Mamon HaMazik, Einis is potter. If you do a good Shmira, and Afal Piken, your animal is Mazik, you're definitely, positively potter, no Shaila. There's no machlaikis. Why are you potter? What's the explanation? Why are you potter if your animal gets out? Well, the pashut explanation is you're anonymous, like I said. Since you're anonymous, you're potter. Now that explanation is true according to the first mahalach. The first mahalach is, why do I normally have to pay? I have mamon, my animal is mazik, I have to pay. Why am I off the hook in this case? Because I'm anonymous. Now think for a minute. According to the second explanation, according to the second mahalach, why do I ever have to pay when my shor does damage? Why do I have to pay? The second mahalach, I have to pay because I was negligent in my shmira. So the case where I wasn't negligent in my shmira, where I locked up the animal well, and the Rosh and the Mitzuya got out, why am I potter? Is it correct to say I'm potter because I'm an onus? It's more than that. There's no havah needed to be mechayiv. I'm potter because there's no reason I should be chayiv. People are only chayiv if they're negligent in shmira. I was not negligent in Shmira, and therefore I'm not chayiv. So, both mahalachim are potter. The difference is, if you learn the first mahalach, that it's also m'moinai, the reason I have to pay is because it's my mama that did damage. So then you have a kasha. Why in this case am I potter? You have to answer oinus. But shenken, if you go with the second mahalach, that the reason I'm chayiv to pay in a normal case is because I didn't do a shmira. So when I did do a shmira, why am I potter? You don't have to say onus. I'm potter because there's no reason to be mechayiv me. There's no reason in the world. The only reason to be mechayiv me is if I didn't do a shmira. If I did do a shmira, so then I'm potter. This is only a difference in explanation, but it's a difference between the two mahalachim. Okay, yesterday we saw the Lashon HaRambam like the first Mahalach, The Rambam holds that it's Asma Moinei Amazik. The Lashon HaTor in the beginning of Shin Pei Tes is like the second Mahalach. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch leaves out the words. He's not so clear which Mahalach he goes with. We'll call it the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam seems to say it's also Mamayne Amazik. And the Torah learns the second Mahalach that it's out a failure to do a proper shmir. How much of a shmirah does a person have to do on an animal? A person has an animal. He has an eish. He has a bar. How much of a shmirah do you have to do? How much do you have to be chayshish? Why? What are the guidelines for shmirah? Tosfos, a few places in the Masechta, and Daf Chaf Gimel is one, and the first Tosfos in Perek HaKainis, and Daf Nun Hayamid Beis is another. Tosfos says, you have to do a Shmirah, Kedinatri Inchi, whatever is normal for people to do a Shmirah. Whatever people consider normal watching an animal, that's what you have to watch. Now, of course, if it's a Muid, there are different gedara. I'm talking about a regular animal. How much do you have to watch it? Kedinatri inchi. Like normal people watch an animal. But Taisa says in Akainis, the beginning of Akainis talks about the case where an animal broke out of a barn. So the Mishnah says, Nifritza balaila, if the animal breaks out of the barn at night, so you're potter, and it's mazik, it's a good barn, and it broke out, so you're potter. So Taisa says, why does it say nifritza balaila? It's same thing if it's nifritza by day. If you have a good barn and the animal gets out, you're always potter. Why does it say nifritza balaila? Why not nifritza biyai? Why don't you say nifritza? So Taisa answers that by day, if you find out that your animal broke out of the barn, you're mechuyev to go looking for it. You have to go look for it. It could be mazik. You have to go look for it. But by night, you're not mechuyev to go looking for it. If you know it broke out, ein loy letroyach yosem midai. You don't have to be matriach so much. By night, you're not sleeping. You know, you worry about the animal in the morning. You want to get your good night's sleep. By night, you're allowed to not look for it. By day, you have to look for it. If it tastes it. Why? What's the difference by day, by night? The answer is that Taisa Shita is that the gather of Shnira is Kedinatri Inchi. You have to do a Shnira that normal people do. Normal people, if they find out that their animal got out of the barn, so they wait for the morning to look for it. In the middle of the day, they set out right away and they look for it. That's the normal type of Shnira. All you're mechuyev to do is what's normal. You have to do a normal shmirah. And that's a normal shmirah, so that's adequate. That's Shitas Taisvist. We'll see Taisvist on Chaf Gimel says the same idea. You have to do a normal shmirah. That means, let's say it's normal for a shomer to tie up his animal. The pictures of the Old West, you always see they have a parking place in the front for the animal, right? You tie it around. So if that's what normal people do, then you can get away with it. You just tie it around. The animal's strong enough to walk away. But it seems that's normal, people. You could do whatever is normal, Kidnatri Yinshi. A normal shmira is good enough. That's Shitas Taisus. The Rambam disagrees. Now the Rambam agrees by a Shomer Chinam that a Shomer Chinam only has to do a Shmirah Kedinatri Inchi. That you only have to do a Shmirah, a Shomer Chinam, who's given the normal Shmirah, so he does a normal Shmirah. A Shomer Chinam does a Shmirah Kedinatri Inchi. But he says that by Mazikim, you're responsible, it's not enough a Shmirah Kedinatri Inchi. And the example that the Rambam goes on is the following example. There's a bridge, and animals walk, animals, people go across the bridge. What happens if, when the animals are going across the bridge, my animal kicked your animal off the bridge, kicked it into the water, it's gone. Am I chayiv for that? So the Rambam says that I'm chayiv. I should have waited for your animal to go first, assuming yours was first, and I should have waited and taken my animal separately. They state in Rambam, it's actually a sugi and daf nun ches, and the Rambam passes like Rav Kahana, who says that I'm chayiv. If I took my animal across the bridge and was following your animal, and it kicks your animal off, I'm chayiv. By Shemir Chinam, the Rambam says, if I'm watching your animal and I take it across the bridge together with another animal and your animal kicks it off, the Rambam says, Hashem is Sachar, he has to take it separately. He has to do an expert shmira. He's being paid extra. He's being paid for it. He would be chayiv. He has to take the animal across the bridge by itself. But Hashem Echinam, the Rambam says, no, Hashem Echinam, he has to do kedinatri entry. Normal people, they go across bridges. They don't wait. They don't wait to do it privately. So by Hashem Echinam, the Rambam says, kedinatri entry, you do it the way people do it. If people typically go across the bridge and take their chances, you're allowed to take your chances with the other person's animal. But by Mazikin, the Rambam says that kedinatri entry is not enough. It's not enough for Shmira. That's kedinatri entry, a normal shmira. I have to pay no matter what. The Hesber HaMachlokes, so in the Kuntra Seishiurim, he explains that these are, this is vaita toli in the Tut Stodim of Reb Shimon.
But if you're saying that the Shem Achim does like the normal people, these normal people were just saying, okay.
No, what I meant is the shmira that normal people do on their own animal. My animal, most people are not chayshish that a guy will get kicked off the bridge. So most people go, let's say a person has two animals that are both his, or 10 animals that are his. He doesn't take them across one at a time. It seems the normal thing is you take them all across. Ah, you might suffer a loss. If one of your animals kicks the other one off, you lose. So there's certain things, certain risks that people normally take. Hashem Echinam is not mechuyev to do more than what people normally do. Yeah, that's the gather of Hashem Echinam. Kedinatri Inchi. Taisus holds that it's the same thing as Hashem Echinam. Taisus holds a person by Mazik is the same thing. All you have to do is do a Shmira. Once you do a Shmira, you're potter. So you have to do a Shmira Ma'ula. You do a normal Shmira, Kedinatri Inchi. And you potter. Why? Because Tosfos, like Shitas HaTorah, holds you, the only time you're chayiv to pay is if you were negligent in Shmira. The second side of Achakira was that you pay only when you're negligent in Shmira. Negligent in Shmira. If I do like normal people do, I'm not being negligent. That's not negligence. I'm doing a Shmira. Kedinatri Inchi, like normal people do. That, you can't call that negligent. It's true, I could have done more. But you can't say I'm negligent in my Shmira. I'm doing a Shmira. That's a normal Shmira. Taisus holds, and the Torah, that the Chiyuv of Tashlumei Mazikin is only if you are negligent in Shmira. And therefore, their Shita is it's enough a Shmira Kedinatri Inchi. A Shmira, like normal people watch the normal animals. That's all you need. You don't need more than that. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam holds, no. The Rambam says, you're chayiv to pay because it's memayna. Why do you have to pay if the animal kicks off another animal? It's memayna. Your mom was mazik. You have to pay. Now, it's true. If you're an oinus, you'll be potter. Yeah, but p'tor oinus. But this is not an oinus. This is not an oinus. because there's such a level of Shmira, Hashem Esachah's level of Shmira, where you take it separately. You can't tiny, you're an Ayinus. So you chayiv to pay, why? Because your mama was Mazik. And there's no tiny, I'm an Ayinus. So Mamela, the Rambam holds that I'm chayiv to pay. Because it's Mamainai. What? Shemeth, what do you mean? In which case? The Shemer is watching the damaged animal or the damager?
Damager.
All right, I'll talk about that in a second. So far I meant the Shemachinam, where he's watching the animal and it was damaged. He was the Nizik. All right? So in that case, it's a nafkamina between the two Mahalchim. If you hold that you pay because of Mamainai Hamazik, so you pay in all cases. Unless you're an Ainus. But otherwise you pay. So even though you did a normal Shmira, but you have to pay because it's Mamainai Shehizik. So you have to pay. That's Shittas HaRambam. If you hold that you're not chayiv to pay only because of negligence, so this can't be called negligence. You're put. The Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam says in Hilchis Niske Mamin, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, if I give an animal to a Shei Mechinam, it's my animal, I give it to a Shei Mechinam, and the Shei Mechinam does a normal Shmira, and the animal is Mazik, is the Shei Mechinam Chayiv? Shei Mechinam did Kedinatri Inchi, did a normal Shmira. So what's the din of the Shei Mechinam? The Shei Mechinam is Pater. The Shei Mechinam doesn't have more Chiyuvei Shmira than Kedinatri Inchi. That's what he was makabel on himself. So the Shei Mechinam is Pater. But what's the Rambam? The Bailim will be Chayiv. The Bailim will be Chayiv. The Peladika case. I give my animal to someone to watch, and he watches it Kedinatri Inchi, does a normal Shmira. And the animal is Mazik. So the Shei Mechinam gets off the hook because he has his loophole. The Shei Mechinam is only chayiv to watch it like a normal Kedinatri Inchi. He's off the hook. But the Bailim, they're going to be chayiv. Because the Bailim, there it's Mamainai. Since it's Mamainai, so Mamainai is chayiv. So you have a case where a person gave it to a Shomer and still the one who gave it is chayiv. The Ravid disagrees with this. And the Torah disagree with this. The Ravid and the Torah hold that if you give it to somebody to watch, and he watches it, whatever is normal for him, so you're off the hook. Pashut, because they hold that they did it, a person did a normal Shmira, you're off the hook. It's hard to know. The truth is, in the Ravid, it's a little difficult to know. It happens to be that the Lashon HaRambam is Megumgum. There's a Tos HaTfus in the Rambam. And the Ravid probably had the Tos HaTfus Girsa. So it's hard to know in the Rambam. But the Tor, it's klar, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings the Rambam, the Ramah brings the Tor, that they're arguing in this case. So the Ravid himself, I'm not sure, but the Torah argues in this case. Okay? So if you look up the Rambam, you may not get a clarkite. At any rate, this is Vaita, this whole Mahaloch is Vaita and Afkamina between the two ways. How much of a Shmira do you have to do? There's another case, which is L'chaira and Afkamina between them. This case, a case where, let's say I give my animal to a cotton to watch. So what's the din if I give it to a cotton to watch? No good. The cotton is not a bar shmira. However, the cotton did a very good shmira. I gave it to a cotton to watch. And the cotton did an excellent job. He locked the door of the barn perfectly. He took the animal in. He locked it. He did everything fine. But a Ruach Sheina Metzuya came, and the animal was able to get out of the building, and it was Mazik. Now, this sounds like a case of what we usually call Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Bainis. We'll call it that. There are differences, there are different types of Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Bainis. But this is basically Tchilasi B'Pshia. What I did was a Pshia. I came into a cotton to watch. V'Saifei Bainis. At the end, though, the Hezek came through a totally different direction. In such a case, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, the Pash Pshat in the Rambam says that the owner is chayiv. And as far as I know, everybody else disagrees with this. It's a chiddush pella. It's chayiv. He started with a pshia, and the pshia was solved. And now, the Rambam says Yechayiv. What's a svara to be Mechayiv? What's a svara? He gave it to a cotton. And the cotton locked it up. The cotton did a good job. He locked it up. What's a tzad to be Mechayiv? Even with all the lumdis that we're talking about, it's a little hard. Why should it be Chayiv? He's a total Einus. No? Is he an Einus? What? That? Yeah. Last year, when we talked about Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Bainis, and Hamafkid, we said they have to be related. That's why I said this is not a typical Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Bainis. This is a Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Bainis, which has no connection at all. And still Yechayiv, according to the Rambam, right? It's a tremendous Chiddush, and you're still Chayiv. Stam. Yeah, but the Stam case of a Shemachin, and he did it in Atri Inchi, and the Hezek happened through a Dover Hamatzli, which is more than Atri Inchi. This case, though, it's a total Lashen Matsuya. The thing that made the Hezek happen was something that's, even if you would have done a Shemira Ma'ula, it would have happened. A hurricane came, or an earthquake came, and it got out. So here, when it ended up getting out, it was Mamish and Inus. Despite everything that happened beforehand, what ended up happening was Mamish and Inus.
So if you had a Stam Shemachina and a Shemir Mu'ula, like this is such a case, it would be
Potter, Tzidrama? A Shemachinam who did a Shemir Mu'ula.
And he had a Shemachin
too. We could argue about it. It could be that Nachinami will be Potter. I gave it to a Shemachinam, so I wasn't Pesheya. Nachinami, so he'll be Potter. So the aside here is to explain this Rambam. You have to remember there's an old klal in Dinei Einus. It's the Hafloah's klal, the Sefer Hafloah. There are others who say it, that you can only taina Einus if you're really an Einus. You can't taina Einus if Daflah's case was a case in the beginning of Exodus. A man gives his wife a get, almanas, that I don't come back in 30 days. In other words, if I don't come back in 30 days, it's a get. Okay? I don't come back in 30 days, it's a get. The morning of the 30th day, the man wakes up, he's trying to decide, should he go back? Shouldn't he go back? He says, you know what, let it be a get. He's not going back. Then he finds out that the next morning he thinks he's Mugarashis, right? In 30 days he'll go back. He takes the newspaper and he reads that the bridge, there's a bridge to go back. The bridge collapsed overnight, the day before. Even if he would have wanted to go back, he couldn't go back anyway. And there's a mandiyamar that yesh einis begin, the beginning of Exodus, that yesh einis begin, if you give it tonight, I'm going to come back in 30 days, and you don't come back, but it's an Einus, the bridge fell down, Poskim Abra, the bridge fell down, so you get another, you get until they fix the bridge, you can still go back. So, I'm not saying we passed the Yesh Einus Begitin, but that's the Gemara. Gemara says, Yesh Einus Begitin, that I can, if the bridge fell down, I can still go back the 31st day when they fix it. What about this person? This person, even if the bridge would have been standing, he wouldn't have gone back. Could he now taina yesh einis begitin? Yesterday I couldn't come back. Today I changed my mind. Today I wanted to be ois get. I'm going to go back. Why?
Because he didn't want to go back.
He didn't want to go back, but you could argue he wasn't oynis. Because even if he would have wanted to go back, he couldn't go back.
But he didn't want to.
So he was in a matzav of oynis.
If he needs to use.
So that flaw says what you're saying. That flaw says that you can't tie that tainus oynis if it's not. If you are Peshaya Mitzad Sheini, it's true, on this side you're an Oynis, you couldn't have gone even if you wanted to. But Mitzad Sheini, you're a Peshaya because you didn't plan to go back. The case, even though, if you analyze the case, you're an Oynis, you couldn't do anything about it, but in your mind you're a Peshaya, you can't tie an Oynis. That's our flaw's rule. That would seem to be shot in this Rambam. This man gave an animal to a shaitan, a chayr shaitan of a cotton to watch. The master, they did a good job. But at the end, a rosh shaitan mitzuya came. The animal got out and it did damage. So he's timing, he should be potter. Why? What's his timing? I should be potter because I'm an oynis. Like the Rambam Shita was, Mamani Am Isaac is Chayiv, unless you're an Oynis. He wants a tiny, tiny Oynis. The Rambam is saying, you can't tiny Oynis if Mitzad Sheini, you are a Peshaya. In other words, you gave it over to a Cher Shait of a Cup. So you're tiny, I'm an Oynis, the Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya made it happen. But a person can't hide behind an Oynis if he himself was a Peshaya B'dah. Lucky him that his pshia is not what happened. But Lamaisa, he was a pshia. So that would seem to be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, if I give it to Cher Shait of a Kaddin, and it ends up being Mazik, I'm Chayiv. Mamaynai was Mazik. I'm Chayiv, period. The Rambam sheet is, how do you get off the hook by Mamin that's Mazik? Only one way. Only if you're an Anus. You can't tie an Anus. Since he can't tie the onus, you're chayiv. Mamayna was mazik. But she'en came according to everybody else. If you learn that you're only chayiv to pay if you were negligent in the shmira, if you learn the second side, that you're chayiv to pay if you're negligent in the shmira, what would be the din in such a case? I give it to a cotton, the cotton locks it up, and Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya lets the animal out. So why should I be chayiv? My negligence didn't cause any damage. My negligence was I gave it to a cotton, but that was fine. Cotton locked it up. Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya caused the damage. So if you learn the second mahalach, that I'm only chayiv and my negligence caused damage, negligence didn't cause damage. So vayta, this will be a nafkamina between the two tzadikim. If you learn that the negligence, I'm only chayiv because of chsar and shmira, then in this case I'm potter. If you learn I'm chayiv because mamayne was mazik, mamayne was mazik. This vaita would be a nafkamina, and vaita shtims, the Rambam is the one who holds mamayne, is the sibas achiyah, and the Torah is the one who holds that that the lack of negligence in shmira is the sibas achiyah, and mestam, that's the shita of many rishayim, and they all hold that that you'll be potter in this case. The Rambam is the Mechadish to be Mechayit. So these are nafkaminis between the Shitas, and these three cases I mentioned to you. The Geder of Kedinatri Inshi, and the case where you give it to a Shemachinam and it's Mazik anyway. And this last case, which we'll call Tchilasi B'Shir of Sefer Vayinus, these three cases are nafkaminis between the Rambam and everyone else, which point to the Mahalach that we're going to try to go through in the Masechta, that the Rambam's Mahalach is like the first Shita, that it's Asma Mainai HaMazik, and the Shita of the Torah and Taisus, at least, we'll have to see the other Rishayim, and the Ramban we're going to see also, that they hold the second Mahalach, the Mahalach of Chasar and Shmir. So this is sort of setting the table for the Perek. The two mahalchim how to learn. We're going to see. Hopefully, it'll shtim all over. It doesn't shtim. We'll have to reassess how to understand. I mentioned yesterday there's one Rambam that doesn't seem to fit with this whole thing. And that is the Rambam by Eved. The Rambam in Hilchos Kenevim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, says that if I have an Eved, and the Eved goes out and he's Mazik, I'm Potter. Why are you Potter? So I have to tell you, most Rishayim learn that if your Eved is Mazik, you're really Chayiv. You're not tired. The Rabbana made a takana de Rabbana, which the Gemara brings in Daf Daled, that every time your Eved gets angry at you, he'll go out and burn down someone's house and you'll have to pay. So Rabbana made a takana that you don't have to pay for your Eved, because if you're going to have to pay for your Eved, it's going to make tzaris. Every time he's going to be upset at you, he's going to go out and do damage, and in the long run, you're not going to gain. So for the tikkun ha'olam, the Chazal said, you're put. The Rambam seems to say that you put an ikar adin on your Eved. If your Eved is mazik, you're putter. And the Rambam's reason is because an Eved is a person with a mind of his own. And it's impossible to do a shmira. Your Eved could be just as smart as you. An Eved could be smarter than the master. It's impossible to say that you could be shomer your Eved. Memela, you're putter if your Eved is mazik. He brings down, it's interesting, he brings down Shemiyach Nitenu Rabbi as part of his reason. So it's hard to understand, what does he have to bring that for? Why does he have to bring Shemiyach? He should just say,
you can't skip it.
So he has to learn it into the Gemara. So how does he learn it and know what does he mean?
That is the reason that you can't have a Shemira. That's the reason, you can't, since you can't have a Shemira, then...
In other words, I think what he needs to say is, as long as you get along with your Eved, so a typical Eved listens to his other. As long as you get along with him, he's done a typical Eved listens. But since there are situations where the Eved gets upset and he doesn't listen, so that means that it's impossible to say that you're mechuyav shmira, and in Meila, you're off the hook. The pashtus of the Rambam sounds like, why am I normally chayiv? Because I have to watch it. In Eved, you can't watch. So in Eved, you can't watch. So Meila, you're part. The pashtus of the Rambam sounds that the chayiv is only out shmira, which doesn't stem with the way we're saying the Rambam. When Demigon the Rambam holds the first Mahalach, this Pashup Shan the Rambam sounds like the second Mahalach.
Is he ever part of the Eftis
also? No, Eftis Freed he has to pay. David himself, because he's an other Mamazah. David himself is an other Mamazah. Question is, the Gabi the Odin, is it Mamayne Hamazah? That's the question. Could we be Mechayev the Odin? Once you're not Mechayev the Odin, so about the Eftis is before you even mitzvah sees that. So Shlomo Zalman, they put out first time I see it. They must have put out recently the Chiddushim on Bava Kamma. So he Taka learns Altma Mayna Yamazik, and he explains this Rambam. The words he says, hopefully I'll get back. We'll get yet to explain it. It needs really a full explanation. But the words he says, the way I understand, is the Torah was only mechayev you on mamaynai on which it's shayach shmira, like a shor, on which it's possible to be shomer. A type of mamin that is not possible to be shomer, the Torah wasn't mechayev you. There's no parsha in the Torah to be mechayev you. So even though the Rambam holds the chiyuv is as mamaynai, but only a type of mamayna, a typical type of mamayna, which you could watch. A type of mamayna which you can't watch, that's not included. That's how he explains the Rambam. It made me feel better, because it bothered me to learn Shitas a Rambam when there's a Rambam Mashma Fakarat. So Shlomo Zalman was bothered, and he didn't change his Shita because of it. So we also could stick with the Rambam Shita is as mamayna. And this Rambam will explain, like Shlomo Zalman says, that this is a different kind of mamayna. It's a mamayna, Shiyav Shilishmar. That's why you're off the hook. Right, so now, we're going to leave it with this, as far as this chakira of Rav Shimon. We're going to put it aside. It's going to come up again and again. But for now, we'll leave it at this. Try to have a clarkite in the basic halach yelach of this machlaikis. There are additional nafkaminis, which we'll get to in due time. There's one other nekuda that's very negat in the Masechta, and also is a Havana in Mazik. Now, we'll put aside the Reb Shimon. Don't combine the two separate shailas. There may be a way to combine it, but don't combine it until you fully understand the second inyan that we're talking about today. And then we'll see if we could try to be Toilet Zevazel or not, but we're talking about a totally separate topic. The stipler in the first piece here, Nicholas Yaakov, talks about the question of the Parsha of Mazik. The Parsha of Mazik in the Torah, there's no lav that says, don't be Mazik Yechavim. There's no such lav in the Torah. The Torah just says that if you're Mazik Yechavim, you have to pay. If your animal is Mazik, you have to pay. If your bar is Mazik, you have to pay. So the stipler declares, what happens if you have a person, he wants to be Mazik his chaver, and he will pay. He's ready to pay. He's willing to pay. Is there anything wrong? I'm going to go over to my neighbor's house, I want to break the window, and then I'll pay him for it. I'll fix it. Is there any aveira in that? I'll be Mazik, and I'll pay. Is that all? Is there an aveira? I want to dig a bar b'shus harab, for whatever reason, I'll be yetzara to dig a bar. If somebody's animal falls in, I'll pay. I'm ready to pay. Eish. Some people are fascinated by fire. They enjoy fire. So he wants to burn down. He never saw a house burn down. He wants to burn down someone's house. He's a wealthy person. So, you know, he won the lottery. Now he can afford to enjoy life. So he wants to burn down someone's house. I'll pay for it. Is there any aveir in that? That's the shot. Now, I want to explain the shaila. Are you allowed to stick out your tongue at someone? If he's awake. If you call, is there an aveira? You go over to someone, you call him a jerk. Is there any aveira in the Torah? The Gemara says in the 8th parak that there's no baishas on devarim. You don't have to pay buv. Baishas is only mazik. Baishas devarim. There's no partial vices. What's the aveira? So there is an aveira, but it's not a cheshimistic aveira. Be ahavta l'reicha kamaicha, ya'iver. Or loisay nevishas hamisai, ya'iver. There's certain aveiras that are aveiras that we put in the midas category. There's certain aveiras that are aveiras v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. Everyone brings, the Yad Rama says, to be mazik someone is an aveira v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. And that's poshut. You know, I break someone's window and pay for it, as v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha, that's poshut, that's not the chakira. The chakira is if there's a chayshe nishba tike iser. I'll explain later what that means. But the chayshayla is, he writes in parentheses, except for this about tashas. Stifler writes, whatever the gedarim about tashas doesn't always apply. Is there an aveira in alt parshas chayshe nishbat? And they're not gemeenis, which we'll get to. But we're not talking alt midas taivis. Some people wonder, it's a rishon, the Yad Rama says, v'avto reicha kabaicha, why is there a stipler and a Reb Chaim and a rishash? It's rishayna. The answer is, out iser, yena type of iser, of course there's an iser. I think there's a Rabbi Yalei later here who speaks this out on the Amid Beis, that speaks it out, that after way I can come after Yared, he calls it, I think, a Yaredeya Dike iser. That, there's such an iser, there's no question. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, is there a Chashem Mishma Dike iser? Besides the iser of Midas Titus. In Chayshim Mishpat, is there any yisr to be mazik someone and pay? So there is an yisr, and as a matter of fact, there are two possible makaris for the yisr. One makar, which the stipler says, and he brings it to Rishash of Sudis. Reb Ruvein brings it B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. We'll call it to Rishash. He's the earliest one that says it. Rishash says, it's a kal v'chaymer from Hashavas Aveda. A kal v'chaymer from Hashavas Aveda. If I see someone's Aveda in the street, I have to pick it up and return it. So kol shkein, I can't cause someone to have an Aveda. Kal v'chaymer. Someone's going to have an Aveda that I didn't cause. I have to save him from having a loss. So kol shkein, I can't cause him to have an Aveda. Can go out and cause them to have a loss. What's wrong with this kal v'chaymer? What's wrong with the kal v'chaymer? Say, well, there's no loss. But by Hashavas Aveda, the halacha is, if I pierce an Aveda, and I say, you know what, I'm not going to pick it up, I'll pay him for it. I'll give him money for it. I still have to pick up the Aveda. The stipler brings a raya to this in Gemara Bava Metzia. Even if it's not a financial thing. Even if I'll pay him, I still have to pick up the Aveda, because the Guf Aveda, it's his. I have to return it to him. Not just the money. So by Hashavas Aveda, I have a chiyuv to return the thing itself to him. So kol shkein, I can't go and be mazikit. That's one makor to aser being mazik people, even if you're ready to pay. To go and be mazik someone, you're ready to pay. So Hashavas Aveda, it's a kal v'chaymer from Hashavas Aveda that you're not allowed to do. There's a second mahalach. They could both be true. It's not necessarily a stira. But Rav Baruch Ber, in the Berachas Shmuel Siman Beis, quotes Rav Chaim, who says that when it says in the Torah, V'lo yishmerenu ba'alav, the Torah says, if you have an animal, then you have to pay. The mashmois of v'layish merenu ba'ilav is that there's a fee of shmirah. That there is a fee of shmirah. Now, this Reb Chaim is controversial. Shmuel Birnbaum, I don't know what he holds today, but I remember years ago he said about this Reb Chaim that even Reb Chaim is nishka nigrais, he's not big enough to make new gzeres hakosos. You know, Reb Chaim can't. The leishma rabalav is a gzeres hakosos. That vice dice is a chiyuv shmir. That was his taina. That's, I think, in the yeshiva velt, a big taina on this Reb Baruch Ber. That, what do you mean new gzeres hakosos? Leishma rabalav. But the way Reb Chazan, my rabbi Reb Chazan was a talmud Reb Baruch Ber. The way he explained it, that took me, was the following. Reb Chaim doesn't mean Nugzeres HaKasav. He means a svara. It's a svara that if the Torah made you financially responsible for a lack of Shmirah, if the Torah put financial responsibility on you for a lack of Shmirah, it's mistaver, kol shkein, that you have a moral responsibility, that you have a responsibility not to do it. It's a kal v'chaymer. And there are things that you're not allowed to do that have no financial implications. So certainly something the Torah put on you responsibility, your shar, your bar, your eish. If you don't watch it and it causes damage, you have to pay. So Reb Chaim means to say it's a svara that if the Torah said that you have to watch something, it's mistaver the Torah. I'm sorry, if the Torah said that if you don't watch something, you have to pay. Isn't it mistaver the Torah is telling you watch it? Torah said, if you don't watch it, that means you have to pay. So isn't it understood that you have to watch it? What would be if a king would come over to you and he'd tell you, watch my crown? He'd say, watch my crown. If you don't watch it yet, he wouldn't say, watch the crown. He'd just give you the crown. He says, if it gets stolen, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. So it's not understood that he wants you to watch it? He'll tell the king, oh, it was stolen, but I didn't care. I said, I'll pay you for it. You know, I abandoned it, I'll pay you for it. It's memela, move on. If someone tells you, if you don't watch this, you're going to have to pay, he means watch it. So the Reb Chaim, the way I understand the Reb Chaim, is when the Torah says, b'lo yishmerenu ba'ilav, you have to pay, it's understood, and to me it's understood very well, that it's understood that you have to watch it. And memela, a person has to watch it. The Torah has a chiyuv to watch it. Some will come up with a nafkamina and all this. It's what? Malchus, you don't get malchus. Lo yishmerenu doesn't. It's not a lav on not watching it. Torah says if you don't watch it, you have to pay. I was wondering, l'chayra, the halachi is that an aveira sheyesh bechamas. If someone does an aveira that involves money, he's pasul la'edus. If someone is mazik, does he become pasul la'edus? Let's say someone's mazik and he pays, but he's mazik deliberately. If you hold there's no aveira to be mazik, you just have to pay. So he paid, he's kasher la'edus. But if you hold that being mazik is itself an aveira, so then the person's pasul la'edus, which would be a chiddush. I mean, it passed a lot of people. And people write on desks in the yeshiva, the mashal, all over the place. People are not so careful in mazik. If you hold that it's an aveira, it's an aveira in the Torah, it's a deraisa, then it would passul the person la'edus. Any mazik of a pruta, I mean, would be no. Would come out a whole different gedarim. It's not enough that a person is willing to take responsibility for it. Let's say a person does something and he'll fix it later, he'll erase it later. So push it, I would say, the Torah said you have to pay. If you pay, or if you fix it, you're okay. L'chayra comes out from this, that if you mazik somebody, even if you pay to have it fixed later, that a person is l'chayra, is pasul la'edus, that would l'chayra be an afkamina. Which is... I think we'd be happier if there's no avera to be mazik, just have to pay than to make it into an avera. What? The point of paying, it's interesting. Why do you pay? To take away the damage you did, or to be a kapara for the avera you did? If you look at Rabbi Yonah Shai Tshuva, he says a funny thing. Funny, I don't want to say funny, I'm Rabbi Shai Tshuva in the month of Elul, you know. He says that the reason the Torah said you have to pay when you're mazik, it should be a kapara for your aveira. You did a terrible thing, so you pay. And I don't say everyone agrees. I mean, push pshat, you pay to fix the hezek, right? But I don't know. That's what he says. I once had an incident where it was visiting day in Camp Aguda, and I was parking. And when I opened my door, I scratched the car next to me. Everything was close. And I made a pretty significant scratch on the car. So I left a note on the car that I scratched his car. So the fellow happens to be someone I know. He called me up. And he told me, you know, there are two ways to fix it, right? You can fix it yeshivish way, you smear it. Or you go to a guy and he redoes it. So it's around a fancy car. So I told him, he felt bad. So I said, what would you do if on your own? He said, I would have it redone the expensive way. I told him I'm ready to pay. Have it redone. I'm a mazik, I have to pay. I don't mazik this guy. Fine. So he calls me back the end of the week and he says, you're very lucky. I said, why am I lucky? So he says, my wife was driving the car today and she got into an accident. Pumped that door. Somebody smashed the whole door. The door's gone. I have to get a new door anyway. So you're off the hook. Was he right? Hmm? Do I have to pay? I don't have to pay.
It wasn't really a hezek.
It wasn't a hezek? I damaged his car.
That's what it was. But
you think I'm potter? Huh?
I mean, right there.
That's what I told him. I told him I think I'm chayef to pay. I didn't push the point too much. I told him I think I'm chayef to pay. But he didn't push the point either, and I let him off the hook. But mazik is chayiv because the mazik is chayiv, not because the other person has to pay. A mazik is a mazik when he's mazik. Whether it costs the other guy money, it doesn't cost. People always say, sometimes someone does damage to your car and he pays you for it, but you don't want to fix it. You have an old car anyway. You're mechuyev to fix it? You're not mechuyev to fix it. You're mechuyev to pay you. You're not mechuyev to fix it. The din of a mazik are not totally dinei tashlumin. I mean, there's a din tashlumin, but the tashlumin is because you're mazik, not because the other person has an expense. It's a different way of looking at mazik. What?
When you pay the loss of value,
we're going to learn later, you pay the loss of value or to repair it, whichever is greater. which if you compare it, I shouldn't say whichever is greater. You pay loss of value, but if repairing it is greater, you have to pay to repair it.
There
was loss of value that day. Okay, be that as it may, these are the two ikkar nekudas. I apologize that we didn't start the Mishnah yet. On the Mishnah, in the Lamdas, there are two things. First of all, on the Tosfos of Eloise, the question of Einshe Mamim and Adin. It's a separate sugya to Bava Kama, but I'm just going to spend a little time on it. First of all, in the Berachos Avraham has a piece on it. I think there's also Tshuvas Nidei B'Yehuda. I have to find it on the Machlokes, the Mechilta, and the Bavli of Einshe Mamim and Adin. It's like a totally separate sugya, which we'll talk about briefly. I think we had it somewhere above Metzia. I don't remember why Ein Einshe Mamim and Adin. The second thing is in the Kunshasei Shiurim, the first piece he goes on the idea that Rashi and Tosfos bring here, Kaseid Shemistivu B'Parsha. Belineda, I have a copy of Kunshasei Shiurim. I'll make a copy tomorrow. Ois Aleph and Ois Hey are the parts that we're going to talk about tomorrow. Even though Thursday, I assume there's no shmuz because Rav Skula gave shmuz yesterday, so we'll start regular time.